And welcome back to Inside Out with Tammy Michaels. Filling in for her today, Eric Gorenson of Sound Kitchen and Bath. Glad to have you along. So welcome back to Inside Out, where you can uncover your coolest kitchen, reveal your most beautiful boudoir, and rock your rec room. Whether you do it yourself or prefer professional help, Eric Gorenson is here to solve your design dilemmas today on Inside Out. And we're so glad to have you with us today.
Thank you for having me. This is a great opportunity to come in here and have some fun on a somewhat sunny Saturday.
And we're also very thrilled to take all of these phone calls from our listeners today. And once again, the numbers to call are 421-1000, or you can make that call toll-free at 877-397-KOMO. Well, let's jump right into it. What do you say?
Let's go for it.
All right. Cynthia from Bonnie Lake, welcome.
Hi, Cynthia.
Hi, Eric. I have a question. I have a 15-year-old home, and my kitchen cabinets are looking tired and dated. They're a golden kind of honey oak color, and I don't know what to do with them.
Okay. Is it something that you have wonderful granite countertops in there you love, or do you have that honey oak with the tile countertops you're working with?
Yes. I'd like to replace the countertops also.
I tell you what, it sounds like you're ready for a kitchen remodel, at least replacing cabinets and countertops, because we see this a lot. People go out and get bids to come in and reface and then come in and tear the countertops off, and it's just quite frankly more expensive to go that route. You can get all the new drawer glides and really design it for, you know, the kitchen's changed over the last 15 years of what goes in there with the new appliances and what you're putting in the kitchen with all the new little handheld tools and things like that, and we can be more efficient with your space and really use it. So it sounds like to me that this is a prime opportunity to at least start taking a look at a remodel and replace those cabinets and countertops and get you up into the 2011 kitchen design.
What kind of money are you talking about? Is it like a $10,000 minimum, or is it, you know, I don't know what I'm looking at.
You know, it's really hard to say to do this on radio, to come out with prices on it. But, you know, I'd say out there that, you know, the average kitchen remodel price, if you turn key on a large kitchen out there, is, you know, by the time you start with stone and countertops and labor, is in the mid-80s for as far as price. But I tell you what, we've also done $30,000 kitchen remodels as well. So it really comes down to getting the professionals out there, take a look at it, give you hard numbers, because every situation is different. It's kind of tough to put a price on it.
Okay, so since that I know is out of my price range, what do you think of painting?
You know, there's a lot of little things you can do. If you leave the countertops and go through and do a dark paint on the oak, it's just something you got to be careful with. You got to use the right materials, and there's a lot of prep work to getting all that old oil and grease that's in a kitchen off those cabinets so paint can stick to it. It's something, if you're not comfortable, I'd bring a professional in to do it, but that's kind of what you're up against with that. You know, maybe paint hardware and ignore the countertops for a while until you're ready to dig into it.
Okay. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you, Cynthia.
Thanks for the call, Cynthia. You know, she brought up a question or a memory of something I did a million years ago and far, far away. I didn't have the budget for a full kitchen remodel, but I had tired-looking cabinets, and I just got it in my head that I'm just going to stain them with a wood stain. And they stayed sticky for the next 3 months.
Yeah. It is something that can be extremely dangerous, and you can have a huge mess, and then you end up forced into tearing cabinets out. So
yeah,
it's something you got to be really careful with. It's a great Robin Daly question over at Daly's Paint. Let them help you with the process, because you can make some bad design decisions on that if you're not careful.
Yeah, and you know, it was just a hassle, not only because of the kitchen stuff, but every time I would lean against the cabinets, I'd get a smudge on my clothes. Ugh, it was
not
awful.
A good thing.
Yeah. Consult a professional. Let's go to Larry in Gig Harbor. Welcome, Larry.
Hi.
Hi, Larry.
I heard you guys mention iron tubs earlier. I am a plumber. I've seen lots of remodel jobs. And I've seen a couple of them ruined by old antique bathtubs that really shouldn't have been reused.
Absolutely.
One of them, the finish actually for an old antique tub was in really good shape. The problem was that it was sitting in the house that it was in a position that allowed it to twist.
Ooh.
So the front rail of the tub wasn't aligned with the back rail of the tub, and either you were going to have a mismatch at the floor or the tile line at the back of the tub. That's just one of the problems.
Absolutely, Larry. We run into those things all the time where vintage is not always the best idea. And as you know, that there's some wonderful tubs out there that are 100 years old, that the finish still looks gorgeous. And then there's ones out there where they've been probably incorrectly installed, or it's settled, and or you know it's just plainly worn out. And we run into all those things out there, as you do as a professional plumber.
So how do you know when one is just played out, when you should replace it, or when you can salvage it?
You know, it's something really left for the professionals, is bringing them in and have them take a look at it. You know, the plumber or your contractor out there to take us a look at it, throws a level on it, and really inspect it to see if it's something worth saving or not.
All right. Hey, Larry, thanks for the call. Eric, before we go to break, tell me again about this guest, Mark from Denali Stone. I know we're very excited to have him in. What are you going to talk about with him?
We're going to talk about all the trends. He just actually got back from a major Las Vegas show that's showing all the latest and coverings out there, and he's going to be talking about what he saw down there, as well as any other stone advice out there. This guy is an expert.
All right, that's Mark from Denali Stone coming up after the break. We're going to check weather and traffic and then be back to taking your calls at 421-1000 or toll-free at 877-397-COMO. Keep your hands and arms inside the carpet. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Tammy Michaels. If you want to reface or replace your cabinets, go to soundkitchenandbath.com. Sound Kitchen and Bath, soundkitchenandbath.com.
Tammy Michaels on the advantage you get from Sound Kitchen and Bath.
Well, you're going to get an NKBA, National Kitchen and Bath Association designer, that is going to provide you with a kitchen layout so that the form will, in fact, follow the function. I just really don't see how anyone can describe what the functionality of their kitchen should be sitting in a box store. At Sound Kitchen and Bath, we go into your kitchen. And we're going to customize a kitchen that will function for your needs, your family. We need to know which side the refrigerator really opens on. We need to know where you want to put the spice drawer. We have to stand in your kitchen to be able to design a kitchen for you, and we don't charge for that. On the high end, designers charge thousands of dollars for those services. Box stores charge you about $500 just to measure. We do that for free.
See for yourself, soundkitchenandbath.com.
I'm with Robin Daly of Daly's Paint and Decorating, a family business at Northeast 20th and Bellevue and at Stoneway in Fremont, or at dailyspaint.com. And Robin, like doctors used to do, you actually make house calls?
We make house calls. We have designers who will come to your home and help you. We can pick paint colors, which we do all the time.
How do you do that? How do you decide a paint color?
I think we channel the colors. Really, that's what we do. No, we ask you to show us around your home, and your house kind of tells us what it needs to be. And we work with all the different variables, your sofa, your flooring, and everything like that, and we try and draw out your personality and find the perfect color.
So how do you arrange a house call?
It's easy. You can go on the web at dailyspaint.com, and there's a form you can fill out, or you can just simply give us a call.
Check out Daly's Paint and Decorating, their new store at Northeast 20th and Bellevue, or at Stoneway in Fremont, or always at dailyspaint.com.
Como AAA traffic and weather every 10 minutes on the 4th.
Time to check traffic now. Here's Judith Larson.
Oh, we got a new problem, Jennifer. Eastbound State Route 520 and the ramp from Montlake. We've got a brand new accident. It is blocking the ramp. Incident response team and State Patrol and fire have just arrived on the scene. Plus, we're dealing with a rollover accident involving a number of injuries. I hear them on the scene. Eastbound I-90 west of State Route 202. That's in the North Bend area. Back to the Seattle Drive. Heading north on I-5, you're going to find a pretty bad slowdown, I'd say, from about Albro to Yesler. And that's from a number of things. The closure of the Alaskan Viaduct until 6, earlier blocking problems in the express lane direction. But again, those are the only two blocking accidents we have. You're never more than 10 minutes away from your next traffic update. I'm Judith Larson in the Como AAA Traffic Center.
Thanks a lot, Judith. Theron Zahn has our latest weather forecast, and it's a good one.
Coming your way, we're going to call it partly sunny for most of today and even a good portion of Sunday. Highs today, upper 40s to lower 50s on through the next couple days. Dry for Sunday, yeah, partly sunny to start. We'll increase the clouds late in the day. Some showers show up overnight into Monday, then kind of linger about with mostly cloudy skies on Monday and Tuesday. I'm Theron Zahn. That's your latest forecast from Como 4 News. We're working for you.
Hey, thanks, Theron. Right now in Tacoma, it's 45 degrees, 41, and partly cloudy in downtown Seattle. And thanks for joining us here on Inside Out. In for Tammy Michaels, we have Eric Goranson of Sound Kitchen and Bath. taking her place today, answering your calls, all of your design questions. Also, our special guest in the studio, Mark Lazan of Denali Slab Studio. So I understand you're stoned. What's that?
I said I love stone.
You love stone, but you are not stoned. My mistake. Okay. Let's go to the phones. Well, our phones are popping today. 421-1000 or 877-397-COMO to ask your design questions. Let's go to Fred in Auburn. Welcome, Fred.
Hi, Fred.
Hello. Hey, I have a question where we have a 36-inch sink base, and we're waiting for our countertops, our granite countertops. And we bought one of those sinks that's going to be undermount, and it's just the big single bowl.
Okay.
And we were kind of looking at the faucet, and we're kind of wondering, do you think it would be kind of odd if that faucet wasn't mounted directly center of the sink? You know, I think it'd be kind of a, have you mounted faucet to the right or the left of center?
You know, that's a great one for Mark here to take on as far as a question, because he deals with so many countertops with this, with stone and undermount sinks.
Yeah.
Yeah, so one of the things that you can do when you're talking about putting a spigot behind a sink, one of the questions you want to ask yourself when you look at the installation, when you stand back and look at it, are you going to ask the question why?
Yeah.
And when I give advice to customers as far as, you know, should we do this type of thing or should we do something a little different, when you stand back and walk into the space, if the space winds up making you ask the question why, like why
yeah.
isn't that in the center or why is that slightly off center, and you don't have a good answer for that, it might not be something you want to do. Especially if you start looking at resale and stuff. Now, if there's a reason and it makes sense for your design, then yeah, certainly.
Well, here's the thing. The way the kitchen is set up is kind of a U-shape, and the window that the sink sits in front of is kind of off-center to the left a little bit. So the sink isn't exactly center of this, you know, four-foot window. And we're kind of thinking about maybe lining up the faucet to line up with one of those panes of window. You know,
right. So
I don't know if that would be.
So on a question like this, this is where you'd talk to somebody like Eric and get one of his designers to come out and give you some input and actually look at the space and see and get a professional giving you a second opinion, because what you're talking about is really trying to make some decisions and choices about, you know, an aesthetic that, you know, it might not be bad to get a second opinion on.
Yeah, you want to make it look like you plan to do it. And whether or not you're lining that faucet up with the window or the sink or any of those things, there's a big picture, stand 10 feet back, kind of look at this, that's going to have to balance everything out and make it look like you plan to do it, because otherwise it's going to look a little haphazard on you.
Right. Okay, thanks.
Well, thanks for calling, Fred.
Thanks for the call, Fred. Appreciate that. That reminds me of what Tammy always says, which is she quotes Pee Wee Herman. I meant to do that. So if you have something crazy, maybe just embrace the craziness or the offbeatness of it all and, you know, go big with it.
Yeah, you have to kind of run with that program. If you're going to be off-center from the window, nothing has to be centered with the window when you're doing this kind of thing, but you got to have a plan.
Then you want to try to turn your why into a wow. You know, if you're looking at it, if you're going to paint a wall red, make sure it makes sense and make that why did they paint that red? When the response when you'd walk in and look at it, wow, they painted that wall red. That's amazing.
Turn your why into a wow. I like that.
Well,
that's a nice little line.
We've got Jackie from Tacoma on the line. Welcome, Jackie.
Hey, Jackie.
Hello. I have a question about some furniture. I have some oak or some walnut furniture that now has some teeth marks from a dog, a puppy, and also some scratches from a cat that had been in the house. What is the best way to try and repair that furniture?
You know, there are some great furniture repair guys out there that can come in and fix that for you. That is definitely something when you got teeth marks and it's in a vintage piece of furniture like that, that I would leave that to professionals, because you could easily make that a much bigger project to tackle. There are guys that I've seen out there that you'll see furniture delivery companies and people like that that can come in. They'll fill it in. They'll even draw in the little lines of grain in there to make it look like it was meant to be and nothing ever happened to it. So there's some really good magic guys. If you want to send me an email on the soundkitchenabath.com website, I can get you lined up with some guys that can come out and really fix that and make it look virtually like it never happened.
Great. I appreciate that.
All righty. Well, thanks.
Thanks, Jackie. I have to tell you, when she said, I have some wood with teeth marks in it, I was sure she was going to say, from my husband.
We do have that full moon out there tonight. You maybe never know.
Maybe we're getting into a little me stuff right there. I don't know.
I love it. I love it.
But that's kind of cool. I didn't know you could do that.
There's some stuff out there I've seen where somebody will drill a hole in a cabinet by mistake and then come out and repair it, and you never knew anything happened to it.
Holy crap. I have some phone calls to make.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, it's 11:21. We've got to take a quick break to check on traffic and weather. I have to say the forecast is pretty good, and we'll get back to the phones. Lines are jamming. We've got several calls lined up. The numbers are 421-1000 or toll-free 877-397-KOMO. You're listening to Inside Out.
KOMO Traffic is sponsored by Bassett Furniture. Custom furniture built rock solid and at fantastic prices.
Make carpet shopping easy with Carpet Liquidators' Low Price Pledge. Hi, this is Tammy Michaels. Find the best prices on flooring in every style. The secret is Carpet Liquidators buys in bulk, getting great prices on carpet, hardwood, laminates, and more. And they pass the savings on to you. And with financing available, OAC, and fast 48-hour installation, finding your new carpet has never been easier. Save between 40 and 70% on brand name carpet, including DuPont's Rona Smart Strand, that's tough enough to hold up to a rhino. It's all at Carpet Liquidators. Huge inventory and great prices with their low price pledge. See store for details. Save time, stress, and money with Carpet Liquidators in Tacoma, Seattle, Everett, Kirkland, and Mount Vernon. CarpetLiquidators.com.
What great retail, Carpet Liquidators.
It's in your backyard. Muddying your water. Eating energy. Your hot tub is a dinosaur.
Stop fighting with that old dinosaur of a hot tub. Hot tubbing should be fun. Hi, I'm Alice Cunningham, owner of Olympic Hot Tub. Struggling with hot tub chemicals, noisy equipment, and high electric bills? Stop fighting, start relaxing with a new hot tub from Olympic. Our hot spring spas use salt plus water to clean your hot tub naturally, automatically, without harsh chemicals. It's easy care, low-cost hot tubbing that's quiet, fun, and relaxing. You deserve it. And all hot spring spas come with free delivery, installation, and removal of your old dinosaur. Trade-ins, of course. See stores for details. We make it easy to take it easy. Olympic Hot Tub, Seattle 5, Everett, Issaquah, Lacey, and OlympicHotTub.com.
Olympic Hot Tub Company. You're gonna feel great. Why wait?
11:24 on KOMO News Radio.
KOMO AAA traffic and weather every 10 minutes on the 4s.
Judith, tell us about traffic.
Well, we've got a couple of problems. We've got eastbound State Route 520 ramp from Montlake. That accident there is blocking the ramp. I can hear them on the scene, and we've got some injuries involved. Probably also why we're slowing on the 520 bridge approaching the scene. A bit further away, we've got that rollover accident in the North Bend area involving injuries as well. Eastbound I-90 west of State Route 202 also blocking. We remain to be really congested heading north on I-5 from the West Seattle Bridge to Yesler. And I'm just listening out of one ear now to, it's a minor thing in Tacoma, but it's affecting two lanes. Southbound 5 at State Route 512, somebody dropped a load of those big moving boxes, and they're in the two right lanes, and they're out there trying to retrieve them. So keep an eye out for that person. You're never more than 10 minutes away from your next traffic update. I'm Judith Larson in the KOMO AAA Traffic Center.
Thanks a lot, Judith. Love the forecast for this weekend. It's partly sunny. Now, we may have some isolated showers this afternoon, but for the most part, mostly dry. Dry is good for both weather and diapers. Highs will be in the low 50s, overnight lows near 40, and check out the super full moon tonight. If you miss it, you're just going to have to wait until 2029 to see it that close again. I don't want to do that. Okay, moving on. By Sunday, the showers should be all gone, and we should have partly, if not mostly, sunny skies. Highs again in the low 50s. Right now, it's 45 degrees in Tacoma. In Seattle, we're still hanging on at partly cloudy and 41 degrees. And welcome back. If you're just joining us, you're listening to Inside Out. Special guest in for Tammy Michaels today, Eric Gorenson of Sound Kitchen and Bath, and our other special in-studio guest, Mark Lazan of Denali Slab Studio in Woodinville. Welcome, gentlemen.
Ah, thank you. Thank you.
It's good to be here.
Kind of full of testosterone up in here today, but it's all right.
It's called balance. You know, there's other times that it's not. So we've got to come around and kind of bring things, you know, right the ship a little bit.
I'm sorry you guys are so outnumbered. That must be terrible for you.
Hey, just for the listening audience out there, if you guys are wondering what Eric actually looks like, during the break, I took a quick snapshot of him with my iPhone and uploaded it onto the Denali Slab Studio Facebook page. So if you go look on Facebook, you'll see a picture of Eric behind the mic doing the show. It's kind of cool.
We've got Mark in the studio here, which is a pleasure to have him here. This guy is one of the leading experts around the country on stone. He is the stone guy out there. And he is one of my kind of secret weapons that we use in kitchen and bath design. And what he's got going over there at Denali Slab Studio in Woodinville. It is different than everywhere else. It is amazing, the stones they have. I'd love for him to just to talk a little bit about that for a minute or two and
sure.
kind of lead us down that road of what you guys are doing over there.
Well, one of the things that we did, you know, our background is in fabrication. We made, you know, we made granite countertops. I did that for years. And then when, as a customer, you know, we'd go out and buy slabs from different supply houses. And it was never the greatest experience in the world. You know, we'd go in and these places would... There'd be forklifts running around. The warehouse is freezing cold. You couldn't see every slab in the building. So when we decided to go into slab distribution, we thought, man, wouldn't it be cool to do over on the east side, get a really nice clean warehouse, pick the most finest exotic materials you could possibly find, take high-resolution photographs of them, and do it by appointment. You know, let the people come in and see the material and in a warm environment that's friendly. And we're also able, because we take the photographs of the slab, we can actually take the drawings of your kitchen. And Eric knows all about this. We do it all the time. He brings in a drawing of the kitchen, and we can actually show you exactly what your kitchen will look like on every single slab. It's an actual representation of the countertop. It's not a simulation. We put the actual parts on the actual slabs, and you can pick and choose where the veins go, how the seams line up, and we just give that information to your fabricator so that he can then see what it looks like.
That's one of the things that we run into as kitchen designers. It's huge, is that our clients will walk into this big, huge 5x8 piece of stone and have no idea what that's going to look like in their own kitchen. It's right. Visualization that seems to be the biggest challenge, and you guys have really solved that.
Yeah, it's interesting, you know, and you can see some great examples of that. If you go to DenaliRocks.com, that's our website, and go to the slab catalog, there's actually a whole section that we put in there of customer layouts where the customers have actually picked and chosen the stone for their countertops, laid it out, and we're able to take their cabinets and their flooring and bring that into the photograph and actually create a nice composition to give them an idea what the project's going to look like before they write the big check.
Yeah, it's wonderful. It's made our job very easy. And the feedback we get from just the people we work with have been just amazing, because they can actually see it and then make their choices, you know, real time there in a nice, warm, indoor location. I mean, it's March around here, and trying to pick a day that's nice outside and you're outside and in the, you know, to pick slab out in the rain and, mm-hmm. and you're trying to hurry, it's just not pleasant. And it's just a great thing to deal with.
So what are some of the trends, kitchen trends or bathroom trends with the stone that you work with?
Well, that's interesting. You know, we were just in Las Vegas. And they always say what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. Well, mm-hmm. in this case, what happened in Vegas wound up on Facebook. I went to coverings last week and got back Thursday. Trends. Wow. Some of the things that we're seeing that's really cool is people are starting to do slab showers. They're getting away from the tile. I heard earlier on the show, we were talking about, oh, I hate grout. Well, one of the things that you can do in your shower is slabs have gotten reasonable enough in price that you can actually use them to do the shower walls. Eliminate
wow.
them on the ground, do slab showers. We're seeing a lot of that.
Oh, that sounds nice.
Well, you just have a handful of seams versus the thousands of seams with those grout lines, and it's just going to be a beautiful, you get that beauty of stone that can just really show off in that shower and make it amazing.
Right.
Is it hard to clean?
No, not at all. It's actually the opposite, because it's sealed granite. There's no joints, there's no caulk, there's no nothing. It's just a solid surface slab. And what's nice is the slabs are big enough now that most showers you can actually do seamless. No joints at all.
Nice.
So what about soap scum?
Soap scum. Well, it's like anything else. The cool thing about granite is because it's impervious to a lot of chemicals, you can use soap scum removers, Tile-X, things like that to keep the soap scum off the stone.
Wow. Didn't know that.
Very easy to take care of. Yeah, it's a very
oh, wow.
nice product.
It sounds better and better all the time. Shoot.
Absolutely. You know, and you get this big seamless. One thing that's nice about showers and things like that, especially when you've got steam showers, that stone will actually take the heat and absorb it. And so it's almost like its own little heat source in there as
yep.
well.
Yep.
When you get a hot shower going like that and you're going to take a nice long shower, it can actually keep the room warm.
Oh, wow. That sounds really tempting.
It's its own little heat sink.
No
so,
kidding.
Pretty cool.
Well, you know what? We are almost up against the network news, so we're going to take a quick break. After that, we're going to get back to your calls. 421-1000 or toll-free at 877-397-KOMO. That's 5666. It is a toll-free call, and you're listening to Inside Out. And welcome back to Inside Out. Eric Gorenson in for Tammy Michaels today, and our special in-studio guest, Mark Lazan, Denali Slab Studio. So, just to clarify, you are an expert in stone and stonework. You are not, in fact, stoned at this moment.
That's correct.
Okay. And we're rolling. We're live. 421-1000 or 877-397-5666 to answer your design questions. Shall we go to the phones, gentlemen?
Let's roll.
All right, Dolores, welcome. You're on the air.
Hi, how you doing?
Great, thanks.
Hi, I have a remodeling bathroom, and it's a master bathroom and the main bathroom, and they're face-to-face or back-to-back.
Okay.
I want to combine the shower and the bathtub in the center and then have the toilets on the other ends so that I can go in from both sides. And I was wondering if that's going to affect the price of my house and in the future.
Yeah, it really can. When people are looking out in the real estate market out there, you definitely want to have a main bath that has a bathtub in it for kids and things like that. So that's very important. And it's also good to have that master bathroom where you can walk in that's private from that. So typically that's the direction that most people when they're out there looking is they want to have a large master bathroom and a decent-sized main bathroom for, you know, the kids to come take their baths and things like that. So that's usually what people are shooting for when they do these kind of things. Now, if you're going to be in your house for a long period of time and you plan on, you know, retiring there and one of those things that you're not really worried about resale, then that's a whole other story. But absolutely, these decisions can make, costly decisions down the road if you're looking for resale.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Well, thank you for calling, Dolores.
Thanks for the call, Dolores. Well, she raised a very important point, which is resale. And I don't know what the experts say about this, but I know when I'm looking for houses, the first thing I look at is the kitchen.
Yeah. Kitchens, bathrooms, size of bathrooms. Yeah.
Front door.
There's so many different things out there that make a difference. And you have to keep in mind, you want to kind of keep it within your value of your house. If you're sitting there and you've got a $1 million house, then people expect to have that $1 million kitchen that goes with that $1 million house. And
Absolutely. That's
one of the keys that you have with that.
I think we should put a $1 million kitchen in everybody's house, Eric.
All right, amen to that.
I just wish I was a $1 million cook. Let's go on to...
I just wish I had $1 million.
Yeah, seriously. Well, Barbara in Seattle, welcome. You're on the air.
Hi, Barbara. Hello?
Hi, Barbara. Hello. How are you?
Oh, hi. I'm fine. Thank you. We are putting a master bath into our house in West Seattle, and we're considering using Peruvian travertine slabs in the shower and also on the countertops and for the baths around. So I'm just curious as to what information you might have
for us in terms of care. Yeah, Barbara, travertine's a great choice for bathrooms. It's really nice. I mean, you do need to seal it, but travertine's been used in bathrooms for a long time. It's gotten really popular. It has a really nice look. It's got a nice texture. I like it honed as opposed to polished. There's also what they call an anti-cotta finish or a leather finish where it has a slightly abraded surface that's really soft to the touch, but it's not flat and smooth. So, yeah, travertine's a great choice. It's got good resale value. It's very popular. I don't think you go wrong picking a travertine for a master bath.
All right. Thank you very much. Appreciate that.
Actually, if you want to get some ideas, at DenaliRocks.com, I have a thing on the page that says Inspiration and Learn and Inspiration. If you click on that, there's a photo gallery in there with a whole bunch of bathrooms that have been done in travertine that you can take a look at and get some ideas for your project.
Barbara, thanks for the call. We appreciate that. Those numbers, once again, 421-1000 or toll-free, 877-397-COMO. Now, tell me about this leather finish. I've never heard of doing a leather sort of finish to stone.
Yeah, it's actually become very popular in the last 2 or 3 years. It goes by several names, anti-cotta, leather, river wash. But what they do at the factory, traditionally, when stone gets polished, they use pads, which produces a mirror finish. It's like a hard diamond brick when they polish it, creates a mirror finish. This is what everyone's used to seeing on stone. Well, about about 5-6 years ago, they came out with some technology where they're actually polishing the stone with brushes. And some of these brushes either have diamonds in them or they have carborundum. And they actually create a rippled surface. And in stones with veins, sometimes the veins actually are harder material than the surrounding stone. So it actually will the texture of the stone will follow the pattern of the veins and the material. It can be very, very dramatic. We have quite a few slabs at the Denali Slab Studio in Woodinville that have leather finishes where you can see what that's like.
Oh, wow. I've never very heard cool. of such a thing.
It's a
beautiful.
It's a great change from that polished stone that some people just don't like. It's a whole new texture that you can add to the kitchen that doesn't have that bright gloss. I like it in waterfront homes, things like that, where you can really be careful with that.
Actually, Eric just had a customer 3 weeks ago that installed a kitchen with a material done in leather finish that they picked up at our studio. It's beautiful.
Well, we love the leather up in here. It's 11:41. Time for a quick break for traffic and weather, and we'll be right back on Inside Out on Como News Radio.
Como Traffic is sponsored by Carpet Liquidators, where you'll find a huge selection of designer carpet at discount prices.
In this economy, every purchase counts. Hi, this is Tammy Michaels. At Bassett, the furniture you buy is economically priced. Bassett's upholstery frames outperform even the most high-end competitors. Bassett gives you a lifetime warranty on the frame and the seat cushion on every upholstered piece of furniture that you buy. As a designer, I am proud to recommend Bassett because they will customize almost any sofa, sectional, or chair to fit your lifestyle. Creativity knows no boundaries. At Bassett, almost any sofa can be transformed from a romantic, traditional style to a clean and contemporary, savvy piece. You can choose from over 750 fabrics. Feeling overwhelmed? They have professional interior designers to assist you for free. Bassett is not just another furniture store. Visit Bassett in Redmond, Tukwila, Linwood, and Tacoma. Online at BassettFurniture.com.
Tammy Michaels on the advantage you get from Sound Kitchen and Bath.
Well, you're going to get an NKBA, National Kitchen and Bath Association designer, that is going to provide you with a kitchen layout so that the form will, in fact, follow the function. I just really don't see how anyone can describe what the functionality of their kitchen should be sitting in a box store. At Sound Kitchen and Bath, we go into your kitchen. And we're going to customize a kitchen that will function for your needs, your family. We need to know which side the refrigerator really opens on. We need to know where you want to put the spice drawer. We have to stand in your kitchen to be able to design a kitchen for you. And we don't charge for that. On the high end, designers charge thousands of dollars for those services. Box stores charge you about $500 just to measure. We do that for free.
See for yourself, soundkitchenandbath.com.
Hi, this is Tammy Michaels. If you want to reface or replace your cabinets, go to soundkitchenandbath.com. Sound Kitchen and Bath, soundkitchenandbath.com.
The topic, bathroom makeovers. Now, if you're a guy or maybe you know a guy or married to a guy, perhaps a guy like me who has a lot of things to do around the house, like a bathroom makeover, but doesn't have time to, the experts at Mr. Handyman can help.
If you're Mr. Can't, Mr. Handyman can.
So about that bathroom makeover, maybe you need a new clean tub or shower surround. Mr. Handyman has the tools and know-how to get it done. Or maybe it's replacing the retro theme with an updated vanity cabinet and sink. Mr. Handyman can do that too.
If you're Mr. Can't, Mr. Handyman can.
From top to bottom, including new tile and flooring, Mr. Handyman can take that idea of yours and make it happen. Mr. Handyman can even help with energy-efficient upgrades like new faucets and shower heads and low-flow toilets. So that way, that guy, you know, can help with other things like work, family, and of course, maintaining a sharp physique.
Call the pros, 1-877-MR-HANDYMAN, MrHandyman.com.
Oh, I can do that.
If you're Mr. Can't, Mr. Handyman can, MrHandyman.com.
Como AAA traffic and weather every 10 minutes on the 4s.
So, Judith, how's traffic?
Well, it's kind of a drag heading north on I-5 from the West Seattle Bridge to Yesler. And then again, it bunches up as you approach the 520 bridge. No blocking problems there. I hear the troopers with the disabled now eastbound I-90. It sounds like they're at the Mount Baker Tunnel. I don't think that's blocking, but they're getting a tow and truck to come to the scene. Both 167 and I-5 in the Tukwila area are starting to get busy. We've got really moderate volumes and up to speed in I-5 through most of Snohomish County, but suddenly we're getting busy. Jersey, heading south on 405 from the Alderwood Exchange to State Route 527, where it lightens up again. You're never more than 10 minutes away from your next traffic update. I'm Judith Larson in the Como AAA Traffic Center.
Hey, thanks a lot, Judith. Let's go to Theron Zahn for our weekend weather forecast.
Coming your way, we're going to call it partly sunny for most of today and even a good portion of Sunday. Highs today, upper 40s to lower 50s on through the next couple days. Dry for Sunday, partly sunny to start. We'll increase the clouds late in the day. Some showers show up overnight into Monday, then kind of linger about with mostly cloudy skies on Monday and Tuesday. I'm Theron Zahn. That's your latest forecast from Como 4 News. We're working for you.
Thanks a lot, Theron. Right now it's 45 degrees in Tacoma, 49 in downtown Seattle, and in Miami, where Tammy Michaels is, it's 80 degrees. I'm not bitter at all. If you're just joining us, welcome to Inside Out. In for Tammy Michaels, we have the intrepid Eric Gorenson of Sound Kitchen and Bath, and our special in-studio guest, Mark Lazan of Denali Slab Studio. Thanks for being here, gentlemen.
Thank you.
And as always, we're answering all of your design dilemmas, answering your questions, taking calls, 421-1000, or toll-free at 877-397-COMO.
I wanted to take a few minutes here and talk with Mark about one of the big misconceptions about stone out there. And I get it all the time with clients when we start talking about cabinet design and things like that, that they get scared of stone care, that they're worried about, are they going to hurt it? It's a big investment. And Mark, can you guide us down that road a little bit and help some advice on that?
You bet, Eric. It's a great topic. And one of the things that we run into a lot in our industry is people go, I don't know about getting granite because I have to seal it every 6 months, and it's such a pain to take care of. And that's just not true. What's happening in our industry in the last 6 or 7 years, 8 years, there's been some technology that's come out. They call resining, and a lot of the slabs now, most of the slabs, reputable dealers will buy their material that's been resined. And what that means is that the factory, when the slabs are polished, after the slabs are cut, they actually get heated in a convection oven, and then they go through a line and they get a penetrating epoxy applied to the slab, which actually soaks into the stone. Now, that gets ground back off, but it leaves a little bit of the epoxy behind in all the pits and fissures, making the need for multiple coats of sealer, like they used to talk about 10, 15 years ago, totally unnecessary. What we tell folks is when you buy a stone that's been resined, you just don't need to worry about it. Your fabricator's going to do one coat of sealer, and you should have a lifetime of good use. The other cool thing about natural stone is it can take heat. You can put hot pots on it. It can really take a beating. I mean, it's 60 million years old. It should last a few years in your kitchen.
Exactly. And one of the things that it's funny because you see all the commercials out there for the quartz and the I'll say Corian type products, which are basically acrylic countertops out there, and they're chasing after the stone guys out there because most people use stone,
right?
And they're trying to kind of get their foot in the market. What do you see the differences between the quartz and the stone out there as far as what you see in the industry?
Well, for all practical purposes, quartz at the end of the day is ground up granite mixed with epoxy. Resin slabs are granite with a little bit of epoxy in them. They both have great performance. The engineered stone products aren't going to withstand heat quite as well as the natural stones, but for normal kitchen use, engineered stone will get the job done. It has a look that's very contemporary. It's in certain environments, it just looks right, but from where I'm sitting, I love natural stone, man. I mean, I just think that it's just the beauty and the majesty. It's like God's thumbprint on your countertop. Each one's an individual. Each stone's different. Each stone has a story. And when you pick exotic materials, you'll look at the slab 5 years down the road and you'll see something that you didn't see the day you bought it. I mean, my philosophy in buying stone, if you can hold up a 6x6 piece and you can see what the entire countertop looks like, you may have chosen poorly. I like stone with big movement. I mean, if you go to our website at DenaliRocks.com, you'll see amazing exotic slabs that you've never seen before. Some of them look like teak wood. Some of them are green. Some are blue. Some are red. Some are gold, blue, and red. Just, I mean, huge combination of colors, huge movement. People talk about how beautiful flowers are. The stuff that comes out of the ground when it's polished rivals some of the most beautiful flowers in the world if you go to a place that actually knows how to buy stone, knows how to buy this type of materials. I mean, it can be an amazing addition to your home.
Excellent. Now, what are you doing down there that's different than everybody else with your pricing? There's been a big buzz about you guys out there and your slab pricing.
So one of the things that happened when we opened up our studio is, we were following the old traditional ABC format of pricing, which was established by some other companies here in Seattle, and we decided to follow that trend. And what was happening is because our stone was so beautiful, some of the fabricators stuff were marking this material up a little bit higher than what might have been normal, and we got a little bit frustrated. So we said, you know what? We want people to see what this material actually costs, so when they see an amazing stone, they can actually get a good idea. And so we went ahead and put the pricing on the slabs.
Okay, it's one of those things that happened with kitchen and bath design here recently, is that a decade ago, 15 years ago, you would go into a large, one big place out there, and you would pick out all your stuff, and you'd buy it all at one spot. So it'd be like a big design build company. But you would never see what the prices were for your cabinets. You'd never see your prices for anything else. And so that broken out pricing helps our clients and helps people out there in the public make good design decisions. Because one of the big challenges in design out there was that as a homeowner, you'd walk in and you go, okay, that's a B grade. That's a C category. And you had no idea what you were making your decisions on. And so it was kind of fun because now people can actually go in and it's something that's changing in the granite world out there that everybody's going over to this pricing where you can actually see that, okay, this is going to cost me $500 more. And so it's kind of a new thing out there where you can make design decisions. And there's great stones to choose from. There's lots of things out in the industry now. That is the fun part of kitchen and bath design right now, is there are so many choices in this kind of, I guess, international marketplace that you see out there that a lot of stuff's coming in.
I mean, in the age of the internet, people are able to get online, do research, trying to have hidden pricing, or you're doing a three-card Monty with the customers that are coming through your warehouse. It just doesn't work for us. We want people to walk in, know what they're buying, know what it's going to cost, and get a good idea and be able to make good decisions. There's so much power in transparency and just the truth of being able to know what stuff costs.
Well, I'm glad you brought up the price point. So let me ask you this. If I'm on a budget, what would be a good choice for me?
On a budget?
Mm-hmm.
Well, in my opinion, I'd love to see it come down and find an exotic material that we've maybe gotten a really good deal on.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes when we're down there in Brazil buying material, we'll fill up a container with, you know, we'll go to one factory and they'll have five or six amazing colors, and we got to put one more bundle in the container, and we might negotiate a special price on a bundle, or it might have a slight imperfection in it, but we're able to get a super good price. Sometimes we can get our customers a ton of bang for the buck by getting a really nice exotic material at a price point, but you have to have a little bit of flexibility in your color decisions. You can't just go in and say, oh my God, I want this, you know, really expensive exotic material at a cheap price.
Awesome. I had one more question too for you, Mark. I get a lot of questions from people out in the industry out there. What are the don'ts that you don't want to do with stone out there? There's a lot of things that stone will hold up to, but what can you do to hurt it?
Use it on a workbench in your shop and hit it with hammers. I don't know. Pretty much, especially granites are so durable these days. I mean, or any days. Granite is so hard. I mean, I don't know that there's any place in your home where you wouldn't want to use it. I can't think of a...
What about marbles and things like that? You see the marbles, the travertines, and those kind of things in kitchen situations where it's...
That's a whole other scenario. A lot of folks, you see a lot of people talking about putting Calcuttas and Carrara marbles in their kitchens, which you certainly can do. But the marbles are calcium-based. So one of the things you got to watch out for is acids, lemon juice, tomato juice. When you spill these type of products onto marble, even a properly sealed marble, if you leave it there for more than a few seconds, you get what's called etching. The acids will actually go to work on the calcium in the stone and damage the surface.
No kidding.
Yeah, it can be a real chore. Now, if you do a marble countertop, I always recommend you get it honed. That way, if you do spill something on it, you can, you know, easily restore it. That's not to say you couldn't do a polished marble, but when you do etch it or scratch it, you're going to be paying a lot of money to bring in a specialist to redo the surface.
You know, I'm glad you mentioned that because, I don't know, I just thought, as you said, this stone is 60 million years old. There's nothing I can do to hurt it, but
marble is a whole other animal.
Maybe I should not slice lemons on that countertop. 11:53 on Como News Radio. We're going to take a quick break for traffic and weather and be right back with more Inside Out.
If you think you've heard everything about treating cancer, you might be surprised. Cancer is choice, and no one gives you more choices than Seattle Cancer Treatment and Wellness Center. With experts in everything from chemotherapy to nutrition, acupuncture, and naturopathic medicine, Seattle Cancer Treatment and Wellness Center partners with you to help you realize the choices that work for you. Here's pharmacist, author, and survivor, Mark Shigihara.
In my case, I chose Seattle Cancer Treatment and Wellness Center. And what that provided me was the opportunity to attack the cancer from multiple disciplines. I am nearly a four-year survivor, and I wholeheartedly recommend Seattle Cancer Treatment and Wellness Center.
No matter where you are in your cancer journey, find all of your treatment options with Seattle Cancer Treatment and Wellness Center. Call 206-FOR-HOPE. Or click SeattleCancerWellness.com.
Como AAA traffic and weather every 10 minutes on the 4s.
Here's Judith Larson with traffic.
And we are still just dragging, heading north on I-5 from the West Seattle Bridge to now the 520 Bridge, a distraction in the midst of this, northbound 5 south of Seneca. We now have troopers at the scene of an accident. That accident, I believe, is on the right shoulder, though. And also, it sounds like we do have a disabled eastbound I-90 at the Mount Baker Tunnel on the right shoulder. Don't forget the Alaskan Way Viaduct is closed. That's both decks for inspection today until 6 this evening. This report brought to you by Chevrolet. Get the keys to the Silverado All-Star Edition during the Chevy Truck Month with a 315-horsepower Vortex 5.3-liter V8 engine today. You're never more than 10 minutes away from your next traffic update. I'm Judith Larson in the Como AAA Traffic Center.
Hey, thanks a lot, Judith. Here's Theron Zahn with weather. Let's try that again. Theron Zahn with our latest weather. Actually, let me just tell you the weather. It's going to be a great weekend with a lot of dry days all in a row in March for Seattle. That's kind of unusual and pretty awesome. Today, we're having some isolated showers this afternoon. Otherwise, our highs will be in the low 50s and our overnight lows around 40. Tomorrow, we have a dry day with partly cloudy skies and highs once again near 50. Right now, it's 45 degrees in Tacoma, 49 in downtown Seattle. And welcome back to Inside Out. Eric Gorenson in for Tammy Michaels today. Mark Lazan, our special in-studio guest and stone expert. Gentlemen, this has gone by really quickly.
It always does.
Hey, before we get into this too deep, Barbara just called back, and I must have said the website a little bit too fast. Let me say it again slowly. The one where they had all the pictures and the pictures of the slabs and the travertine kitchens, that was www.denalirocks.com. That's DenaliRocks.com.
Like the motorcycle.
Yeah.
Denali. Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Or the highest mountain in the Western Hemisphere.
There you go. Well, one of the things I wanted to run back on, one of my pet peeves of kitchen design, and this is one of the things that's always bothered me, because just like anything else...
I know what you're going to say.
Exactly. There can be too much of a good thing out there. You see people out there that want to do oak floors, oak cabinets, or cherry floors, cherry cabinets, and then they end up wanting to do stone countertops, gorgeous stone countertops, and then this big monster stone backsplash. Yeah. It is one of the things, the pet peeves out there, that too much of a good thing is too much of a good thing.
So what would you recommend instead?
There are so many great tiles, glass tiles, things like that, that you see out there for backsplashes. There are literally millions of choices out there for tile backsplashes that you can do. It can be something that's very personal. It can be something as simple as a glass mosaic backsplash. But you've got to have some texture differences in that kitchen so you don't get too much. Otherwise, it looks like you're in the middle of Stone World and Oak Barn put into the whole same place.
Well, and, yeah, and one of the things with a full-height backsplash done on a slab is it, especially with polished material, it can actually be like a mirror. You'll see yourself moving around and stuff in it. If you're going to do a 4-inch slab backsplash, find a stone shop that has the technology that can actually rip the 3-centimeter material down into like 1.5 centimeter so that it gets thin and it's elegant. One of the reasons that like a 4-inch or a 5-inch backsplash looks strange is because in this market, we do a lot of 3-centimeter, which is 1.25 inches thick. When you stand it up on the backsplash, it winds up looking like a 2x4. If you're going to do that and you don't want to do tile, find a stone shop that can actually rip that thick stone down to something thin. And I also like tumbled travertines and stuff. I like the juxtaposition of the nice soft textured backsplash in contrast with the hard, cold granite. It can look really amazing. And a lot of times on the stone, the granite's like a mirror, has a mirror finish. So when you look at the backsplash, you'll see the grout pattern and stuff reflected on the stone, and it creates a real incredible sensation of depth. I like to liken it to like when you look at a lake. If you look at a lake and you were to stand a lake up on a lake, you'd see the reflection of a lake on a lake. That's not terribly interesting. If you put some trees up in the background, now in the reflection, you have the trees in the reflection of the lake, and it can look fantastic. Again, you might want to look at some pictures of granite kitchens. You'll see what I'm talking about.
Yeah, that makes more sense.
Lots of different things you see out there. Well, yeah, there's lots of things you can do out there, and that's where you get your designer in and really work on your new project like that and help them guide you through the process, because you can make some of the decisions that seem great at the time, but you haven't really thought of them, and that's where a great design professional will help you with that.
And another thing I noticed when I was on Eric's website this morning before I was coming to the show, I noticed he's got a Facebook link up on his website page, a Sound Kitchen and Bath.
Yep, we've got projects up there as well, so you can see what's going on.
So when you guys go visit Eric, make sure you take a second to click his like his Facebook page.
Thanks.
All right, gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us today, gentlemen. Mark Lazan and Eric Gorenson, Sound Kitchen and Bath. It's been a blast having you. And as always, thanks for listening to Inside Out with Tammy Michaels. She'll be back next week. And for more tips on creating interesting interiors and exciting exteriors, check out the lifestyle page at comonews.com/Tammy.